Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Adam. I'm calling about a delivery that we were supposed to receive yesterday.
Okay, what was the delivery for?
A refrigerator from Best Buy.
Okay, and were we installing a new water line for that refrigerator?
Yes.
Okay, and may I have your zip code?
80219.
And you said this was scheduled for yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, give me just a moment. Excuse me. Okay, so I'm not showing anything scheduled for yesterday in that zip code. Now, I just want to reiterate, we were going to, like, you don't have an existing water line. We were going to install a water line with that refrigerator.
Yes, yeah, so you were delivering a refrigerator and installing a water line.
Okay, I can pull out the dates and see what I can find, but I'm not finding anything with your zip code.
Can you check the address?
I can check by the last name.
It's Bulfer, B-U-L-F-E-R.
Okay, give me just a moment. I remember seeing that last name in the emails here.
Yeah, this is the third time we've had to call.
Then what's the first name on the order?
Matthew.
And then can you verify the address?
3344 West Walsh Place, Denver.
Okay. I'm just looking for an update here because all I'm seeing is where you've talked to agents here and not at home office. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
And that went to the corporate escalations email at home office when you spoke to Zanaya earlier. And I'm still not seeing a response back on any of this.
We got a text message from Best Buy to reschedule the delivery. So that's why we were calling back.
Okay,
and someone was supposed to call us back this morning and no one has.
Right, and I see where over here at the after-hours call center, they escalated it to corporate. I can re-escalate again and add the area manager for that technician. That's the only other person that I could see to be added to this escalation chain. But with Best Buy, even if the tech had not no call, no showed, if the items went out on a truck, you would have to reschedule with Best Buy directly.
Okay, so when we go to reschedule with Best Buy, the next dates that come up are in August.
Okay, so let me check where you're located because that sounds like something that would happen when there's not an installer available, but I know that we have one for the Denver area, so just a moment. I can't do anything with this ticket because it's in a canceled status. So what Best Buy would need to do is just create a new ticket for whatever date that they can get so that we can then reach out with that new ticket and see what the next available date is. I don't know if they're having an issue where it's not assigning to the service provider. But on this end, regarding the no call, no show, all I can do is escalate further to the Denver area manager over at XPO, not just...
Are you saying that we no-call, no-showed, or the delivery did?
Well, they're supposed to deliver and install, and it's all in a canceled status on our end. But Best Buy probably put it into that status when they went to reschedule the order. What I don't have is any confirmation from the service provider as to why they didn't show up yesterday. I don't have any response back from home office. So at this point, I need to add their area manager since this is the third time that you've called back and you still haven't gotten a response as to what happened with this order and why it didn't come out.
So Are you saying that I need to contact Best Buy, or I should wait until I hear back from you guys?
Best Buy would need to get your ticket rescheduled because we can't. All we have on our end right now is a canceled ticket.
I don't know what you mean by when you say ticket rescheduled.
So,
do I need to reschedule a delivery?
Yes. I mean, everything would need to be rescheduled with Best Buy, and then we would receive a new delivery ticket here with the installer. So whatever date, if you can tell that Best Buy rep to give us a call in, either way, then I might be able to take a better look at the order. But they have to create that new scheduled date so that I have a ticket that I can work on rescheduling on this end.
So should I just go ahead and pick a date in August? Because we were just doing it online. We weren't talking to anyone.
I would contact Best Buy directly with your order number at the 1-888 Best Buy number with the BBY01 dash number. I would definitely speak to a live human being because that could be a computer error that you're experiencing there. Or if you go through it online, then you can give us a call back so that we can then reach out further and I can actually take a look at the ticket and see what's going on with the service provider availability. I do notice that they changed your service provider at one point from DirectLink, who no longer works for XPO, to Peterson, and that's who was assigned to you yesterday, but I have no follow-up on any of the escalations that we've sent. I do see that it doesn't look like he finished his route yesterday.
Okay. So will you guys still give us a call back then?
Yes, I'm definitely escalating this so that they can reach out to you about having that appointment just not come to fruition. But as far as getting you a new order, like a new scheduled date, we need a new ticket from Best Buy's end so that we can then take that ticket and force schedule on our end after communicating with the service provider and home office and seeing what the heck happened here.
Okay. We will try to contact Best Buy, and then when you call us back, we'll let you know what they say.
Yes, ma'am. I will put that in here in this escalation.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling XPO. I apologize for the issue.
Bye.